Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Are you ready for a sizzling adventure for your taste buds with the mouth-watering blend of beef and caramelized onions that can only be found in the Oklahoma Onion Burger? The Oklahoma Beef Council is proud to kick off the Oklahoma Onion Burger Trail with 22 restaurants across the state participating in this savory journey. From March 1st through August 30th, embark on this culinary experience unique to Oklahoma. Just head to oklabeef.org to sign up for your digital pass, accessible right from your mobile phone, or download a paper pass to keep track of your delicious adventures. But that's not all. Prizes abound for culinary adventurers, including the chance to win a $500 beef gift certificate or an exclusive t-shirt for conquering the entire trail. Once again, visit oklabeef.org and start your savory journey along the Oklahoma Onion Burger Trail. Brought to you by Oklahoma's farming and ranching families through their Beef Checkoff. Beef, it's what's for dinner in Oklahoma.
Well, many ranchers in Texas and Oklahoma have suffered great losses due to recent wildfires. At the 2024 Texas and Southwest Cattle Raisers Convention, senior farm and ranch broadcaster Ron Hayes had the opportunity to visit with Stephen Diebel, who is newly elected as the first vice president of TSCRA. Diebel has worked closely to provide aid for those producers and applauded the engagement of partners and TSCRA members.
First off, our hearts go out to those that are affected. It's just a travesty. That's what's happened to those producers. You know, our job is to help, you know, and I think we've exhibited those signs over the past on how to help. I think we've got the mechanisms in place to collect those funds. We've got the opportunities and the super engaged partners and members that really help those relief efforts, and we're just happy to be a part of it.
Looking to this next year at TSCRA, Diebel said the advocacy efforts will be a top priority.
Advocacy efforts are probably one of our big priorities. We've got a lot of educating to do with new members in our Texas House especially, and I think it's going to be a big job. But I think it's an opportunity where we can get more collective minds to the table. We can educate more people on agriculture. And, you know, I sometimes think that could be an opportunity rather than a problem. So I think that poses some good optimistic things. But we do have our work cut out for us. Agriculture is big in this state, and I'm a fifth-generation rancher, and I want that to continue. And we've got a lot of people to educate, and I think that's one of our first and foremost things.
To hear the complete conversation between Ron Hayes and Stephen Diebel, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, the USDA has authorized the release of emergency haying and grazing of Conservation Reserve Program acres nationwide to livestock producers that have been affected by the wildfires in Oklahoma, Texas, and Nebraska. Many ranchers in those states impacted by recent wildfires are in need of grazing acres and hay resources to sustain their herds while they work during the months ahead to restore their operations, says Kelly Atkins, Texas Farm Service Agency Director. If you have CRP acres and want to help wildfire-impacted ranchers, please contact your local FSA office. They'll determine available emergency and non-emergency use options. Now, although the primary nesting season has already started in Texas, CRP participants can continue to donate emergency grazing authority to livestock producers in need during this time period in the counties that are eligible for the Livestock Forage Protection Program due to drought. FSA also offers non-emergency use provisions for CRP acres as an option during the PNS in Texas.
It's the Griswold Cattle Company Grass to Grid Sale, Friday, March 29th, Stillwater, Oklahoma. Selling 200 Angus, Simmental, and Maine Angus bulls, 100 open heifer calves ready to breed, 85 pairs, and heavy bred one iron commercial Angus straight 4-year-olds. The Griswold Cattle Company Grass to Grid Sale, Friday, March 29th, Stillwater, Oklahoma. For more information, call 405-372-3300. 405-372-3300.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.